Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlanis. Thank you for tuning in to Face the Facts. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had your wife cooking something and she had it in a pressure cooker? You hear the thing go, the steam start coming out while it's under pressure. I think that's what they call it, a pressure cooker or something like that. And you know, those things happen all the time because see, what's happening in that pot is it's breaking down whatever needs to be broke down. Well, we want to equate that to something that I believe you need to understand. We're going to talk today about how to handle the pressures of life. Now, in that pressure cooker, when it gets too tough, all of a sudden something goes on and it releases the pressure. Shh, you see it happening. And we all have a release valve if we know how to release it. And one of the greatest scriptures I think I've ever put in the Bible dealing with the pressures of life is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Now, why did he say that? Because he's going to answer what you say. Let me read it again. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That opens up the release valve, the pressure valve off that pressure cup and the pressures of life. In other words, let's just say you're facing one of the worst reports of it, that a doctor just told you that you got stage 4 cancer. Now that's a shock, because in your mind that means you're going to die. I mean, that's what everybody thinks. So here, the pressure's building. But Jesus said, by his stripes, boy, he had a bunch of them, his back was ripped apart, you are healed. It opens up the release valve. Think about that. Now, I'm not denying with life. I'm not denying what that doctor told you. I deny it's right. Because God gave you another verse that says, with long life would he satisfy you. And you're not ready to go yet. That's why you were shocked. With long life would he satisfy you and show you his salvation. Here's another wonderful scripture you can stand on to get rid of the pressures of life. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So what you want to do is say, go back to that doctor and he says, I don't know what happened here, but you don't have stage 4. Something happened. Watch that. And that's fine. That's getting some good information. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And watch this. Lean not unto thy own understanding. And a lot of times we do that. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Those are phenomenal Christian verses that you can take when the pressures of life come. Maybe you have a marital problem, financial trouble, sickness, I don't know, job-related problems, whatever it might be. But God's word says, listen, be careful for nothing, but my God, boy, if you give me a prayer and a supplication with thanksgiving, I'll help you. I'll cause favor to come to you. Good understanding, Lord. I'll tell you, don't lean. If you want to lean, you know that song, lean on me, you know, no. You want to lean on God. Don't lean on yourself or someone else. And watch God take the pressures of life and just make them disappear. And I have that quite often in my life. People say, he's so happy. He don't, nothing bothers him. Let me tell you something, man. I am the head of this ministry. It takes millions, not millions. I wish it was a million. It takes millions of dollars a month to run this thing. I mean, just these cameras, just these lights, the studio, the different things that he takes. And you know what? It comes to my, the buck stops at my desk because I happen to be the head of the ministry, the CEO. Me and Kathy, COO, I'm CEO. See, it comes, but you know what? We have a lever. And boy, when those pressures get on, I said, no, I'm not going to worry about that. Greater is he was in me than he was in the world. If God be for me, who can be against me? The steam comes off. The pressure comes off. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? And that's so wonderful. And I don't lean to my own understanding. And because there's a wonderful scripture at St. John 16:13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you, not in some truth, but all truth. Let me read that Proverbs again. So shall thou find favor and good and understanding in the sight of God and man. That's Proverbs 3, verses 4 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You're acknowledging the pressure. Well, since you're going to acknowledge something, why not acknowledge him? And you know what? The pressures of life will cease and desist, and you can have what you believe in God for. And it can be a good life, spiritually, physically, financially. Did you learn something today? I hope you did. Until next week, this is Jesse DePlanis, and we love you. See you soon. Bye-bye.